Hello and welcome to Bella's Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Princess of Wales has said she would return to Charles if he wanted her, 1 month before she was tragically killed in Paris in August 1997. Well, that's the eye-catching headline from the Mirror, citing Tina Brown, then editor of The New Yorker and Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour. The trio had dinner at the glamorous Four Seasons restaurant in New York, where Diana reportedly admitted she would go back to Charles if she could. Speaking to the Daily Telegraph, Miss Brown said, "At the end of Diana's life, she and Charles were on the same best terms they'd been on for a very long time. Charles got into the habit of dropping in on her at Kensington Palace, and they would have tea and sort of a rueful exchange. They even had some laughs together. It was definitely calming down. The boys were older. They talked about their philanthropies, and she had accepted Camilla. One thing she had finally done was really understand that Camilla was the love of his life, and there was just nothing she could do about it. But she said to me at that lunch that she would go back to Charles in a heartbeat if he wanted her." Brown said that Diana was desperately lonely. She still wished that her marriage could have survived. She didn't say, "I'm so happy to be divorced." She said, "I think we would have made a great team." Diana's bodyguard, Lee Sampson, said criticism and intrusion into her life, which intensified following her TV interview and subsequent divorce, had left her like a prize fighter who had taken too many blows. She'd been screwed over badly. Sampson was employed by tycoon Mohammed Al-Fayed and struck up a rapport with Diana per the Mirror. He says the princess sent a personal note, also signed by sons William and Harry, thanking him for taking care of them. Looking back, Sampson said he is troubled by how Diana's sanity was continually questioned while she was exploited by others for their own gain. He said, "A lot of people said the princess was crazy, but I'm trained in various things such as human behavior. I didn't see any signs of the craziness she was alleged to have. She was just a normal person. Can you imagine being told you're crazy, but you're not? It must be an awful thing. She was the most balanced, lovely, caring woman. She was a wonderful mother. She was witty and fun." From Forbes, the fourth season of The Crown is reportedly provoking such anger that the silence has been broken by palace insiders, opening up to attack the show. Friends of Prince Charles launched a blistering attack on The Crown, accusing producers of the hit Netflix drama of trolling on a Hollywood budget and presenting fiction as facts, The Mail on Sunday wrote. The article, which has been widely commented on in the British media, quotes royal insiders complaining that this is a drama and entertainment for commercial ends being made with no regard for the actual people involved, who are having their lives hijacked and exploited. In this case, it's dragging up things that happened during very difficult times, 25 or 30 years ago, without a thought for anyone's feelings. That isn't right or fair, particularly when so many of the things being depicted don't represent the truth. Among the royal insiders, the paper refers to some of Prince Charles' closest confidants who have accused Netflix of exploiting the royal family's pain for financial gain and presented fiction as fact in its twisted version of events. Apart from covering the doomed marriage of Prince Charles to Princess Diana, his affair with Camilla Parker Bowles, who he married years later and is now the Duchess of Cornwall, and Diana's eating disorder, the fourth season deals with other important events, including the assassination of Lord Mountbatten in 1979 and the ousting of Margaret Thatcher in 1990. But it is the depiction of a callous and self-serving Charles meeting and marrying an innocent Diana while maintaining his affair with the then-married Camilla Parker Bowles which has sparked such anger, the Daily Mail reports. According to the Express, Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, is none too pleased with it. He feels that both his parents are being exploited and being presented in a false, simplistic way to make money. Among the issues adding to the controversy in the British media is the fact that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have signed multi-million dollar deals to produce films, documentaries, and children's shows for Netflix. Some reviewers, on the other hand, have been more benign. "Why does The Crown make the royal family seem not just sympathetic, but even vital?" wonders The Guardian. "Because it's fiction." And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.